8, Labazz 11, Librin 13, Debiani 6, Magic Hurricane 12, Endless Drama 14, Sacred Master 5, Shiraz 9, Savvy Nature 4, Winx Barrier 3, Ambience 2, Global Glamour for Tim Clark if it runs in the Apollo, Barrier 1, and Lasquiti Spirit for Jay Ford, Barrier 10. So that's the field for the Apollo Stakes. A heavy 9, but it's certainly going to be a lot warmer as we get through. Very quick, Glenn.
Yeah, 10 races, Andrew, Saturday.
Yeah, 10 races with the running of the NJC Spring Stakes. That's why there's 10 there on Saturday. Glenn will be sticking around because after the news, we'll be previewing Warwick Farm.
Who will make the April 1 Country Championship final?
It's 10:04. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. A sinkhole has opened up in a street near the Prime Minister's Sydney Harbour Sign Mansion at Point Piper. Emergency services are on the scene on Wentworth Street. The collapsed footpath has caused a gas line to rupture. Two boys will appear in children's court today, charged with a range of violent offences, including the robbery of an elderly man in his garage in regional New South Wales. The boys, aged 12 and 14, broke into a property in Wellington yesterday morning, threatening an 8-year-old man with a weapon and demanding his watch. And Melbourne police are on the hunt for a suspect who was filmed carrying a weapon the day before a man was killed with a sword as he walked out of a lift at Westfield's Doncaster Centre. In sport, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has been named to start for the Warriors in their trial against the Storm on Saturday night at Sunshine Coast Stadium in his first appearance since injuring his knee last season. Darius Boyd is tipped to be unveiled as Brisbane's captain, taking over from retired skipper Corey Parker. Boyd made an impressive return to the Broncos in 2015 after he failed to finish the 2014 season with Newcastle due to depression. James Pattinson has been named to make his long-awaited return to the Sheffield Shield with the 17-test paceman picked in the 13-man squad to face South Australia in Adelaide on Friday. Pattinson hasn't played a first-class match since Australia's second test against the Kiwis last year, having battled serious shin and back injuries. And Winx has drawn Barrier 3 in a field of 14 in the Apollo Stakes on Saturday. A bit of trivia, no horse has won the Apollo, jumping from 3 in the last 30 years. I don't think it'll worry Winx. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, has the ideal start to your weekday morning. From 5:30, catch the big sports breakfast with TK and Slab. Then at 9, there's a bonus hour of sports and racing with BSB Extra.
One of the best things that the Patriots coaching staff do is adjust mid-game. They change a plan and teams aren't able to respond.
Players, coaches, sports experts, trainers and jockeys. Plus the latest tab markets. Big sports breakfast and BSB Extra from 5:30 till 10 weekday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Get to Royal Randwick this Saturday, February 11, for day 2 of the Star Chinese Festival of Racing. Australia's first multicultural racing festival will celebrate the Lunar New Year in spectacular fashion, with special Lunar New Year festivities, entertainment, giveaways, and all the racing action on the track, including the Star Group 2 Apollo Stakes. An action-packed day for the whole family. For tickets and information, visit www.theatc.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we'll bet you love the jackpots and specials coming your way every week. So place a bet you'll never forget today on the Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab. Tab, we love a bet.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out west.
Everyone's on their way.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The Country Championships are coming to Grafton.
Come on, come on, come on.
More than horses and fashion, it's a cool hit place to play.
So come on, get in your gown, see the best horses around.
The Championships, Grafton, Sunday, February 12th.
At Bingley, it's their 60th birthday, and they're still bringing you the best brands and best advice since way back in 1957. Head into Bingley today and grab a bargain during Bingley's 60th birthday celebrations.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the Tab app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Yes, it is. And Andrew Bensley with you for Racing HQ today. Over the next couple of hours, all the racing previews, being a Wednesday, very shortly, our full preview of Warwick Farm. After 11, the Harness and the Greyhounds for Bathurst and Wentworth Park. And then we'll look at all the interstaters, Sandown, Eagle Farm and Murray Bridge. We'll keep you right up to date. We'll go through more of those fields for Saturday as well along the road. But let's focus up, first of all, on Warwick Farm. Mark Jones is joining us, track manager out there. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Well, Mark, we know that Randwick yesterday got basically 93 millimetres of rain in about 27 hours. Very much a lot of it in that 24-hour time frame. It was remarkable there. But you only received 17.
That's right. Look, we only had 6.5 yesterday during the day, and I think Nevesh had about 80 at that stage. And then we did get a further 10.5 mil early this morning, which does give us the 17 for the last 24 hours.
What's it like out there? More importantly, what's it going to be like now and the next few hours?
Look, it's quite breezy here at the moment. There's a fair bit of heavy cloud about. There are some showers off the coast coming this way, but we've been quite fortunate since 9 o'clock. We haven't missed them. Had one or two really light, misty showers, but it's quite hot and humid. And look, we're just hoping we miss our showers. They are talking about the afternoon clearing up and been not a bad afternoon, so fingers crossed that's the case.
So at the moment, we're rating it a soft 7?
That's right. Look, we're a soft 7, and it's a genuine soft 7. And look, I anticipate it will stay there. You know, it is quite soft, but not in the heavy range, but not far from it.
Understand. All right. So soft 7, and the rail's in the true, so the jocks can work out where they're going to go.
That's for sure. Look, they normally do get off the fence here when it's in the true, and particularly a wet track, so I'm sure that'll be the case. You know, we raced 3 weeks ago and the rail's out three, so we've gone back to the true.
Righto. Well, watch the weather over the next couple of hours, but let's hope this afternoon it is clear. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Jones, track manager at Warwick Farm, like the good old days when the previews were 9:30, but right now they're at 10 past 10. The duo are here. Paul Joyce, good morning to you, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Here, Andrew, as we head out to Warwick Farm, as we just heard there, we've got a bit of a soft, to heavy track to deal with, but I've done the form for those conditions, so no excuses for not finding a few there today.
And how's your confidence, young Ray Thomas?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew and Paul. Good morning, everyone. Excuse my throat, boys. I hope I can battle through the next half hour.
Oh, hang on. Excuses from word one. What have you done, Ray?
Well, my voice has never been this deep, so I hope it stays that way. It's probably a good thing. But, hey, boys, just as we speak, there's a bit of a light shower coming through here out west. But as Mark said earlier, Andrew, most of those heavy showers yesterday weren't out west. So a soft 7's okay, and I think we can find a few winners this afternoon.
Righto. Well, if Ray struggles, we've got the right person to fill it up from tab.com.au. That's right, he's back. Glenn Munsey. Glenn has been with us for BSB Extra, but now he's all over the Warwick Farm markets, Glenn.
Yes, Ray, not used to actually working 8 days a week like he normally does. He's been on holidays and only been working five, so his voice is just struggling a touch. How are you, Ray? How are you, Pa?
Yeah, good morning, Glenn.
Yeah, very well, Glenn. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you, boys. Let's go to the first. The TAB rewards here, 2,400. This will be an interesting race. We've got El Novio here at $2.90. Most Exalted at $2.20 in favourite. Plymouth Road with the tongue tie off today at $4.60. Alatus at $8.50, ridden by Jay Ford. He'll be joining us after our preview here to discuss his rides today, and also the Newcastle course proper that he rode on yesterday. And Penna Agena is a $26 chance. Most popular runner dollar-wise is Most Exalted, but at open two, got into odds on. Open two this morning has been pushed to 220. El Novio, open 280, got to three, back into 290. And Plymouth Road, well, it got to as much as six. It's back into 460, but it's the fourth most popular runner in the race.
Yeah, look, speed-wise, it's a little bit tricky. Five-horse field over 2,400, but you'd think El Novio and Plymouth Road would settle 1-2. Most Exalted and Pina Regina next, with a latest generally sitting out the back. So that's the way I've mapped them, Ray.
Yeah, look, as Glenn's market suggests, Paul, it looks a match between the top two, El Novio and Most Exalted. Both last start winners, ridden by Hugh Bowman on each occasion. Hugh Bowman is riding Most Exalted today. That might be a little push for punters. I think the James Cummings stayer is the one to beat. He was good last start at Canterbury, winning convincingly, coming from off speed and sweeping past his rivals. He got upside Most Exalted. I know he's taken a while to sort of put some good runs together in terms of winning chances, but I think today he'll go back to back from number one El Novio. He's the danger. He was tough last start over the 2200 at Warwick Farm. He's back in form now, and he'll give most exalters something to chase. As Paul suggested, the latest will probably be out the back in this five-horse field, but he'll run home. And number three, Plymouth Road, is the best of the other two. Pina Regina, not without some chance at big odds. Top two have it between them, though, Paul. I'm leaning towards two most exalted. 2, 1, 4, and 3 in the first.
Yeah, we'll save some time on this race then, because I'm 2, 1, 4, and 3 as well. I was on most exalted last start, and I thought Huey did a terrific job aboard him. So it's no surprise he's stuck there. I think this horse is looking for the 2400. And I think he'll be too good. So I'll go 2, 1, 4, and 3, exact same order in the first.
Darren Flindell likes 2 to beat 1, 5, and 3 in the first. 2, 1, 5, and 3. Race 2 on the program out at Warwick Farm today is for the 2-year-olds. Only a couple of scratchings, Glenn. We've got 8 lining up, and they're all on debut.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. We start with Choice Harvest here as an $18 chance. Drakkaries, we're going to go with that at the moment. We'll check the official pronunciation when we get to the races today with the Snowdens. It's a $5 chance. Excelsior Outrun at Newcastle yesterday, no deduction. Golden Spear, $3 and favourite. Kennedy at $5. We've got Sambro at $7.50. Brook Magic's at $7. We've got Excellent Design out this morning, 8 cents a winner, nothing the place. Oxford Bella at $5.50. And Tennessee Tango is a $34 chance. Not a great deal of activity here, although Drakkaries is the best supported runner, unchanged from the $5 that went back up this morning. Second pick dollar-wise is Brook Magic. It was 8 into a short of $6.50. It's got back to $7. And Joey Pride will also join us after the end of the preview to discuss his runners today at Warwick Farm. They're the top two in the second.
Yeah, look, we're using trials here to do our speed maps. They're never as reliable as form, but Choice Harvest and Drakkery should work across. I think Sambro would definitely kick up and put the speed on with Brook Magic close. So they're the four on-pace runners. Oxford Bella, she won't be far away either, right?
Yeah, good race. This boy's almost raced the day for mine. Eight youngsters making their debuts, some of them off really impressive barrier trial efforts. I'm going for 2, Drakkaries. This is a $1 million colt from the Magic Millions sale last year. A Schnitzel colt with James Harron and Team Snowden. That's the capitalist connection. His two trials at Randwick in recent weeks have been excellent, significantly both on soft tracks, and he looks to have moved through those conditions really well. So I've got no issue with him first up today on a soft track at Warwick Farm, and he looks a very nice colt in the making, 2, Drakkaries. As does number 4, Golden Spear. He comes out of a Randwick trial, which Gunnison won, and the boom colt of Team Snowden's Khan was a close second. Golden Spear was making ground late on Khan that day. It was a really nice trial effort. He's a horse definitely to watch on debut here, as is number 5, Kennedy. Beautifully bred colt by Exceed and Excel out of Renaissance Salon Romare, and he wasn't knocked around recently in the Warwick Farm trial. He looked to be cruising to the line there to finish third behind Lights. He's a big watch here. And I tossed up, Paul, between 6, Sambro, and 7, Brook Magic. Both come out of good recent trial wins. Sambro at Rose Hill and Brook Magic at Hawkesbury. Both led their trials and showed good natural speed that day. Brook Magic, the filly's drawn the inside of Sambro here. I think she might find the fence and lead. And for that reason, I think she might take some running down. Really good race, the second. 2, Drakkaries on top from 4, 5, and 7.
Yeah, look, I've gone 2 as well, Ray. I'm 2, 1, 7, and 6. I could get this a little bit wrong because I've really based my tips here on the 1,000 metres and the fact that a few of these others that have plenty of ability or showing plenty of ability are probably going to need 1,200 to hit their best. Number 2, Drakkaries, though, as Ray said, showed pace in the trials, got through a soft track, a $1 million colt. He'll be out there meaning business today, hoping to go 1 for 1. And he'll be right on pace where you want to be or where you should want to be over 1,000 at the farm. So number 2, Drakkaries, on top of the 1, Choice Harvest. I think the market's got him out at a silly price. So his trial win at Hawkesbury, I love the way he went. He showed natural speed. He railed well. He cruised through the line. He's a big, strong swass here, and I think he'll give you a good sight from that gate sitting outside Drakkaries to the turn. The 7, Brook Magic, loved its trial win at Hawkesbury. Again, showed speed, did everything right, got a lovely gate. And the 6, Sambro, well, he's the one I expect to actually lead this field if he can get out of the gates quickly, because he trialled like a real speedster, a fast net rock first starter for Chris Waller and Huey Bowman. So as Ray said, an intriguing race. I've gone 2, 1, 7, and 6.
Darren Flindell's going for Golden Spur here, number 4, to beat 9, 2, and 6. 4, 9, 2, and 6 for Darren in race 2. Race 3, Glenn. Well, this is over the 1,100.
Yeah, it's the tab.com.au. But back to the second there. Paul's Tip Choice Harvest. Now, it didn't carry blinkers in the trial at Hawkesbury, and it's carrying blinkers today. It's a bit hard with the two-year-olds having their first start. What's an official gear change and whatnot? But it definitely didn't carry blinkers in the trial at Hawkesbury, Choice Harvest, or its previous trial at Warwick Farm.
What were your numbers, Paul?
2176.
2176 in race two, okay.
Okay, the third, we've got Bravissimo here. Now, there's a mistake in the gear changes. It's listed as a gelding. That is incorrect. It was gelded before it resumed at Canterbury on the 20th of January. So it's a $23 chance. Missile Strike is out. The deduction, 15 cents a win and nothing the place. It'll more than likely run at Hawkesbury tomorrow. Lady Dane at $7.50. Mandalong Bell, 34. Out of Wedlock, 34. Pirapala, 5.50. Red Hearts, $2.40 in favourite. Smart Amelia with the blinkers off at 2.70. And Star Aspiration is a $23 chance. Three runners they've shown interest in here. Best supported dollar-wise is Pirapala, albeit a drifter. Five out to 5.50 today. Second pick is Red Hearts. Now it's 2.60 today into 2.40. Third pick is Lady Dane. Now it went up 9 this morning. Is now a $7.50 chance.
Yeah, well, Missile Strike coming out took a lot of that heat out of the race up front. Now the on-pace runners. Star Aspiration, don't be surprised if she goes forward looking at her trial. Lady Dane, she should be handy. And Red Hearts off Barrier 1, I think she'll be right up there getting a nice run. So a little bit of that pace has come out with the scratching of Missile Strike, right?
Yeah, Red Hearts should lob in the perfect spot, shouldn't she, Paul? She's got the speed to take advantage of that inside gate, and she comes off a luckless run when resuming at Canterbury. She was bailed up behind the leader most of the straight. No doubt she should have beaten Charvo that day. Only had the two runs for two placings, both in town, and was placed on a heavy track at Warwick Farm on Daboo back in August, so I've got no fears about her on the soft conditions here. She'll improve off that Canterbury run, and I think she's ready to break through number 7, Red Hearts. The danger, definitely number 6, Pirapala. This is a horse that came off some good trial form last spring, had two starts at Wyong and Warwick Farm in the market both occasions, ran third in each. Coming off a very nice second in a recent Rose Hill trial behind Terminally Pretty, and that filly has come out and won first up to frank that trial form. Pirapala, the definite danger. Watch for a solid first up run here from Lady Dane, the Joe Pride trained filly, TAB number 3. Only the race start was at Wyong back in July, and a really good third behind two smart types in Precautions and Miss Beneteau. She's had two easy trials going into this on her home track. She's definitely one to watch. And at the odds, Paul, I'm interested in your thoughts on the recent trial form of number 5 out of Wedlock from the Les Bridge stable. Had the two runs last spring, didn't really show up, but I loved its two recent trials, particularly its most the latest trial on January 27. It was trucking through the line to run fourth. Don't know if she can win first up at the 1,100, but she'll be running home hard, and she's a horse to add value to your multiples and one to follow down the track. In the third, 7 Red Hearts, she's the one to beat. 7, 6, 3, and 5.
Yeah, I've gone 3, 6, 7, and 8. Very keen on Lady Dane here each way at the odds, $7.50. She had that one run at Wyong, as Ray mentioned. She was just Leo's right on the line there behind those two good horses, Precautions and Miss Beneteau. Loved her trials coming into this. She gets the right gate, and I think the scratching of Missile Strike, just taking that heat out of the speed up front, she should be in the perfect spot turning for home, and I'm willing to take her to win this, to beat the 6 Pirapala. She really caught my eye too at a recent trial, but she got back and ran on, so just not sure if she's going to have a little bit too much work to do today around 1,100 at Warwick Farm, but if she gets the breaks, so she could definitely blow these away late. The 7 Red Hearts, should have won first up at Canterbury, so no surprise the market's found her as the clear-cut favourite. She's a huge chance in this. And I'm putting in number 8, Smart Amelia, for 4th. Obviously, she's gone through much stronger races than this in the past, finishing 4th in the Furious and also going around in the 1,000 guineas at Caulfield. She trialled well, and she showed a bit of pace in her trial. The other one Ray mentioned out of Wedlock, I would have had her 5th pick, Ray. Probably the softish track. Just throws that little bit of a question mark on her as well, but she's been trialling particularly well, so keep an eye out for her. 3, 6, 7, and 8, though, are my numbers.
Race caller Darren Flindell likes the 8 Smart Amelia to beat 6, 7, and 9. 8, 6, 7, and 9 in race number 3. Race number 4 is the hashtag The Races Handicap here. Glenn, over the 1,400.
Yeah, and the top one here, Raise an Army, who's comes back as a gelding today, is a $6.50 chance. Saxophone, $2.60 and favourite. Burrinjong is 100-1 chance. Destroyer is out, no deductions. The Pinnacle, which will carry earmuffs in the pre-parade only, is a $4 chance. Wayanka at $8.50. Blanco Cara at $10. Waking Moment at $10. Apollo with the blinkers on today at $10. Think Like a Bird is out. The deduction, 5 cents, a winner, nothing the place. And Matron Wilson is a $21 chance. Best supported runner, and nearly every dollar has come for it today, and that is the Pinnacle, $4.40 into $4, one of Darren Flindell's best.
Yeah, well, speed-wise, this is really up in the air because there's no designated leader. I think Raisin Army will go forward. Saxophone should work across. The money for the Pinnacle, don't be surprised if she's right up there in the firing line. And that's about it as far as speed goes. Waking Moment, a query, showed a bit of pace at a recent trial. But I've got the speed up in the air here, right?
Yeah, look, I'm taking a bit of a gamble here, Paul, and going each way, Blanco Cara, TAB number 7. I really like this filly. I thought she showed a lot of potential at her only start at Warwick Farm back in October. She ran third that day behind Medallion Collage, and she hit the line really nicely late. Now, had two trials going into this, 1,400 metres first up. I think she's been primed. And I think she's a filly at about $10, I think Glenn mentioned earlier. Definitely worth the gamble each way. I think she'll run a terrific race. John Thompson's horses at the moment absolutely flying. And watch for Blanco Cara to make a really good return here each way. The horse to beat. Definitely number 5, the Pinnacle, right in this contest. A terrific effort at Wyong. Had to make a long run wide out. Just beaten by Long Time Ago that day. She'll improve off that. That was her first run since August. Lovely So You Think filly. Just the two starts for 2 seconds. Gets out to 1,400 metres today, which she'll really enjoy. She's definitely the danger. Blinkers going on number 9, Apollo. The filly I've been watching for a while here. Trial form going into that Warwick Farm race first up was excellent. He just couldn't get into the contest that day, but he was working home nice in the last 100 metres, running 7th behind Gorgin. With the blinkers on, getting out to 1,400 metres, So You Think, 3-year-old. Watch for Apollo to run a much improved race. And number 1, Raisin Army, resuming here, but at least has got good city form. Hugh Bowman to ride inside gate, will be up on speed throughout, shouldn't be too far away. Some promising young horses in this race, Paul, I think, can play a part during the autumn carnival. In race 4, I've got 7, Blanco Cara on top. 7, 5, 9, and 1.
Yeah, look, I've gone 5, 8, 2, and 1. I'm keen on 5, the Pinnacle. I like the fact there's been a bit of money around for her this morning as well. Her first up run at Wyong was terrific. Obviously, she was back. She was forced deep. She flew home. So far, we haven't seen much form out of the race. That's the only little niggle with her. But obviously, her first start at Kembla, there was terrific form out of the NASDAQ race. So I'm pretty confident she'll run a big race today at number 5, the Pinnacle. To beat number 8, Waking Moment, should have arguably won on debut at Hawkesbury. She ran into bother there in the straight, hit the line hard. She looked green on that occasion. She will improve with the experience. And maybe the 1,400 is a bit short of her best, but I think she's a value runner going forward. The 2, Saxophone, well, if he goes forward in this race, he's going to be very hard to get past. I think that form race behind Tyrone, Miss and Peace We'll See is an extremely strong form race. And number 1, Raisin Army, resuming as a gelding. Big query for me. I wasn't taken with his trials, but the fact that they're putting him at 1,400 first up tells me that maybe he's just looking for a bit of ground. So I'll go 5, 8, 2 and 1. Again, really looking forward to the 4.
Yeah, Darren Flindell, as Glenn mentioned, likes the Pinnacle number 5. We'll get a bit more on that in about half an hour, but the Pinnacle is Darren's best bet of the day. Race 5 is the Plucket Vinery Handicap here over the mile. And, of course, Glenn, we've got 7 races today. So that 4th race that the boys have just previewed, it's crucial to the early and the normal quaddie.
Yes, Andrew, a pivotal race it is called, being the last leg of the early quaddie and the first leg of the normal quaddie. You want to be alive in both by jagging the winner. So by race 5, you'll either be tickets on the ground or be still alive. With Via Napoli here, a $5.50 chance. Top of my list favourite at $2.15. Eva Luna at $11. Awoke at 5. Shoe Peg came out this morning. It's quite a strange deduction here. 1 cent the win and 2 cents the place. Maraquita at $5 and Better Bet Red is a $10 chance. Well, the best supported runner in a very, very quiet betting race here is Awoke, unchanged from this morning's price of $5. Second pick is Via Napoli, unchanged from this morning's price of $5.50. But Ray will be spending more on throat lozenges in the next week than been invested here.
Well, it's such a small field, guys, that it looks as though there'll be no takes or pressure, but how often do we see that in a Futures Cup? Look, I've got Via Napoli top of my list and Better Bet Red settling in the top 3, with the other 3 obviously at the back. So on paper, it looks as though they'll go slowly, Ray, which may give an edge to the on-pace runners.
Yeah, very keen. Number two, top of my list here, boys. This is a very promising mare from Anthony Cummings' stable. Scratched last Saturday to wait for this race, and I think Anthony's chosen the right rein, so to speak, here with top of my list. Beautifully bred High Chaparral mare out of the stakes winner Beauty Watch, and her first up second here at Warwick Farm over 1,300 metres I thought was an eye-catcher. She was closing on the Inform Philosophy late that day. She'll certainly take improvement out of that run. No issue with her at 1,600, and I think she's a mare really going places, number two, top of my list. Number one, Via Napoli, look, can't fault her. She goes off successive wins at Randwick into this Warwick Farm contest today. Obviously goes up in weight, given that she's probably coming back a little bit in class, but she's in terrific form. Number six, Maraquita, will get back and be running home hard, as she always does. She's a consistent type. And with a soft track now, number four, Awoke. Not surprised that Glenn Minson has been money for her. Her two wins have been on soft tracks. Granted, she's been a little bit disappointing in some of her subsequent runs since she beat Fox Play at Rose Hill back in July. But second up today, soft track, expected to run a much improved race. But two top of my list, clearly on top in race five. 2, 1, 6, and 4.
Yeah, I can't get away from the odds on seven here. I've gone 7, 1, 2, and 6. We're getting $10 about Better Bet Red. Strictly speaking on form, she probably should be the favourite. She ran fourth in a Group 3 race last start. Behind Imposing Lap, that was the Belle of the Turf Stakes, and she was a bit unlucky in the run. Before that, she was a good thing beaten at Canterbury, and her run before that, she did win very easily over this track and distance. So on form, she probably should be the favourite, but she's from an unfashionable stable, Fred Cowell up at Gosford with Cathy O'Hara aboard, so no big names there, and I just think she'll get a lovely run on pace, great form on soft tracks, 14 starts for 4 wins and 2 placings, so she's one that's flying well under the radar, which are the sort of horses I like to find. The one Via Napoli, look, she's in great form. She'll race on speed, make her own luck. She's the obvious danger. The two top of my list, second up, straight to 1,600. That's a little concern for me off a long break, but she's got plenty of class, so no surprise if she handles that. And number six, Maraquita, she's a mare that I've been sticking with. I've finally dropped off today just because of the way I think the race will be run. She probably won't get that pace up front to suit her strong finishing style, but I've just dropped off, you know what usually happens there. 7, 1, 2, and 6 for me.
Darren Flindell likes number three, Everluna, three on top there in race number five. Race six, the Tab handicap here over the 1,000 metres. Been a few scratchings here, and you love those deductions, Glenn.
Yes, Andrew, we do, because, well, the top one, our Renaissance, is a scratching, and the deduction is 5 cents to win and nothing to place. Now, number two here, Thrill Seeking, was announced yesterday was going to carry bar plates on the front. And because of the head wobble from Ronnie Duffercy, because it's one of his horses, Thrill Seeking, that has been changed this morning, and Thrill Seeking will race in normal race plates on the front. So no bar plates on the front for Thrill Seeking, and it's an $11 chance. Ice Buckets at $6.50. Super Maxi at $3.30. Sangiovese, the favourite, at $3.20. Zootenant is out, no deduction. Realised Potential, with the blinkers on, the tongue tie on, and the winkers taken off, is a $17 chance. No Doubt at $3.40 in a compact market. I'm Usain, out the deduction, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. For Me Dad is out, no deduction. And Zero Cash is a $26 chance. Best supported runner, and the majority of money has come for it this morning, Sangiovese, unchanged from what it was first thing back at $3.20, and Daylight second pick.
Yeah, still plenty of speed despite some of those scratchings of the on-pace runners. We've got Ice Bucket, Super Maxi, Thrill Seeking, and Sangiovese. I've got those settling in the first four. Realised Potential and Zero Cash won't be far off either, eh?
I like the four Super Maxi here, Paul, resuming today. The first up winner last prep, won three of its first four starts and two of them at Canterbury, and with a Warwick Farm second last spring before he was tested at stakes level and probably trained off by the time he ran against Sprite in the Brian Crowley. But resuming today for Team Hawks, lovely soft trial recently at Rose Hill, and look, soft track's no issue with him. He goes very well on soft or rain-affected conditions. I like him, number four, Super Maxi, to resume on.